Coming up on TMS, the chat room is my spider.
Quarter horses top the DPS meter.
Lucky Charms, now part of your traditional Irish breakfast.
My name is Mug.
88 point whatever gigawatts.
How do decimals work? Because I really want to know.
Kirkland Heroin, better than it ought to be.
Dream Warrior.
It wasn't huge, but it did come back to life.
If you have a goatee, then you are in the evil timeline.
We're not democratic, we're dicks.
Nobody steals a horse, of course. Of course.
10 and 20 to the power of S.
It's a whole extra, of course, in there. Fun Taliban fact with jury and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
But beware. Should you gaze into her face, you will instantly turn to stone.
It looks like a phallus.
This is The Morning Stream. I'll gladly pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Welcome back to TMS, everybody. It is The Morning Stream for Tuesday, August 17th, 2021. I'm Scott Johnson. He is Brian Ibbett. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Scott. I'm hungry now because our pre-show was talking about food.
That's right. We talked about a potato cake. And
potato cake. I think it is called the Boxty. B-O-X-T-Y.
The Boxty. Okay.
Boxty. It is a shredded. So you take shredded potatoes and mashed potatoes and you mix them together. Ooh. I don't know what else you put in there.
I assume you cook the outside, right? Kind of hash brown style outside to it or something.
Maybe. Yeah, right. Like exactly. You fry it in a pan and let's see here. Finely grated raw potato and flour. Starch City, man.
Yeah, there's nothing low fat about that description.
Exactly. My God.
But look, when in Ireland, you got to do what you do. It's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
I really am curious about your blood pudding business. You got to, like, yeah. We're going to have a phone call that night or next day or something and just talk about how that was. Because that's going to be, you know, I mean, you're going to do it because it's the thing to do while you're over there. But if I had a prediction, you're going to have a hard time separating the idea that there's like cow blood in there while you're
sure. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
I mean, you might like it. Maybe you'll crave it fortnightly.
I might like it. I like sausage. Boy, there's no way to take that out of context and use that in a mashup, is there?
Nope. 100% sure that won't show up in a mashup. You're safe. You're safe here, Brian. It's all safe here. Well, anyway, exciting stuff. The food is, it's a traditional place with traditional food. And you can wash it all down with traditional whiskey or whatever they do over there to get drunk.
Or Guinness or Murphy's.
Yeah. 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 They got the Lucky Charms. They got...
Yes, the traditional Irish Lucky Charms. Yeah. That'd be great if I go to one of these bed and breakfasts and it says, oh, yes, in the morning we serve you a full Irish breakfast and it's a bowl of Lucky Charms. That'd be the best.
and then you could say, wait, I was told this is only part of a complete nutritional breakfast.
That's right. Where's the orange juice, the toast, and
the five other food items? Yeah.
Full balanced breakfast that like it would take five people to eat in those commercials.
Oh, we were so dumb when we were kids. We just saw the cereal, but really they were covering their butts. They were like, yeah, you're not going to be healthy unless you eat all this other stuff. Anyway, it's good. We're working toward it. It's in a few weeks, couple weeks.
Two weeks.
All right. So I got a. We need to take a look at
this. Provided the world stays sane.
Yeah, that's important.
Oh, we're getting out the dream box. Yeah, good deal. The dream cards.
All right, dream cards. We got a whole deck here. Now, here's the problem. I don't know if this fits any of these. Here's the description of the dream. And then you can tell me if any of these fit. It's a lot of cards, so I probably can't go through them all. But so I'm doing this dream, and in this dream, I'm doing this dream like it's something
I'm
control.
I'm doing this dream.
Yeah, I got this dream going, and in it, the main focus feature of the dream was Stephen Schleicher, Monday's Stephen Schleicher, majorspoilers.com Stephen Schleicher, is on the lam. There's a massive manhunt, and for some reason, I'm in charge of it, and I don't know why I'm in charge of it, but we're on a manhunt for Stephen Schleicher, who was last seen fleeing in a van full of kids that he had kidnapped from all of us. All of our kids were in this van. Okay. And my kids were younger in the dream. You were in it. And Tristan was younger and was in the van.
Yeah, he must have been, yeah.
Almost, I felt like almost everybody I knew, at least the dream felt that way. Now that I think about it, I can only remember maybe three people. You, Kim was in it, and maybe, well, other than Steven, I mean.
Sure.
Oh, for some reason, Tom was in it, and he had kids, and I don't know what that's about. I'll have to talk to him separately about that weirdness, but because he has no children. But anyway, the point is...
that Steven, he knows of.
That he knows of, right. He's had, you know... He's been places. He's done stuff. So
a whole bunch of kids across the country that know tech back and forth. And
oh, that's right. And they love they talk to each other about cryptocurrency. And
that's right. Yeah, all they do is just hop on Reddit and talk cryptocurrency to each other.
Yeah, they argue about why sci-fi is better than fantasy, that sort of stuff. Anyway, sure. So I don't understand what happened here. This dream was the whole dream was
they,
never
did
resolved.
They catch him, or was he? Did he just get away? Scot-free.
There was no catching him. At least the dream
resolution.
No resolution. But it was a very spirited hunt. You know, manhunt. It was like we were all on the roll. And for some reason, he would call in with these like menacing calls to the police, and go, "Yeah, you think you got me, but you don't. I'm not even in the state you're looking." Like this kind of like.
No, we know the laugh. It would be the.
Yeah. Yeah, we have that laugh. What are we talking about? Yeah. Actually, I'm going to play it. It's this laugh. This is what we would have heard right here. That right there. So he would do that evilly every time he would say, you think you got me, coppers, but I'm one step ahead of you sort of stuff. And it was weird because the dream didn't feel like the idea of your children being kidnapped is got to be one of the single worst feelings of all humankind. I can't imagine anything worse. But in the dream, it didn't feel like that. It felt like a movie. Like, I don't know. We were more like, all right, let's get going. And it felt kind of montage-y. We're all like, you know,
like
getting our gear. And
other characters not in your scene kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of like that. And we were all in it together. And it felt like a film. And so we were, you know, on our way. Let's get them. Let's go. And then I woke up and it didn't finish. And now I have no resolution. So none of these cards have any kind of like... Guy
kidnapping or crime?
No,
maybe?
There's like, let's see. Where's the one I just saw? That's body parts again. Hold on. Yeah, there's one about driving too fast, but that's, you know, speeding. Yeah, there's just nothing here that's... there's one where you're in a hurry to do something, and we did feel like we were in a hurry.
All right, well, while you're looking in there, look for one on spiders, because I actually do remember... the part of my dream that took place right before I woke up this morning.
Bing! I found it.
There we go. All right.
Insects / reptiles. You got reptiles and insects in the same card. So
cool. Yeah, I dreamt that. So there was a spider on the wall, and as I was getting a closer look at it, it raised its abdomen straight out.
Ooh.
Which spiders I don't think can do because they have they're not like. They don't have abdomens that don't have legs on it like other insects do, like three-part insects do.
Sure.
and then like a circle of webs appeared around it, and five other spiders appeared at evenly spaced under those webs. Like it was creating somehow five new spiders that were protected by a web thing. And I smashed it with a Melissa Etheridge CD. I distinctly remember that it was a Melissa Etheridge CD case. I don't know why.
Hold on a minute. Have you done something with her lately?
No, I have not thought about Melissa Etheridge in like, I don't even know when last time her music came up in a shuffle or recommendation or anything like that.
That's hilarious.
She did have a cover album last year. And then I smacked it against the wall, pulled it back, and the five outside spiders went shh, shh, and like they reinflated and came back to life.
Ugh. Okay. Well, let's see what this says. Okay. Let's see if this gives us any kind of understanding here. It's hard to read in this light. Here we go.
Right. Oh, pretty good. By the way, Ray the okay. I guess the spider was the only one. That's about the best I can't come up with any other Melissa Etheridge.
I don't even know what that is. Is that a song?
It's one of her songs. Well, I'm the only one who walk across the fire for you.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know that one, I don't think.
And that might have been one of her biggest hits. Oh, no. There's that. What was that one? Oh, my God. It had Juliette Lewis in the music video for it. Come to my window. Come to my window.
Window. The light of the moon. Yeah, I know that one. Okay, I do know a Melissa Etheridge song, it turns out. I know
one. I like her. I've seen her in concert. She's great.
Really?
Yeah.
She's going
to really, really. Country. I did go with all the lesbians in my office back when I worked with back when I worked at Media Marketing.
Wayne, are you telling me that stereotype's true then? That's a true stereotype that all the
it's
lesbians...
It's a true stereotype. Okay. Yeah. We got in trouble once. Again, it was me and Chris, Nancy, and Gina. And we went to the record store the day her third album came out to pick it up before, like, as soon as the store opened.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. And we kind of got in trouble because we did it during office hours.
Oh. Oh.
So we took our lunch early. It's no big deal.
Did you blame it on the lesbians?
Of course. Everything. Yeah. Everything at that job.
Yeah. Blame it on the lesbians. That's what you always do. All right. Here's what this
anyway,
says.
All right.
Within the animal kingdom, reptiles and insects carry a strong symbolic charge with largely negative overtones, says this card.
Okay.
In dreams, they typically represent worries or threats in your waking life. A reptile, and we'll skip past that because we don't care. Something about relationships. A snake, blah, 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 don't care. Insects tend to represent irritating problems or distractions. Chat room?
Mm.
It's a chat room.
The chat room is my spider.
Yeah, the chat room is my spider. That's a good title. Someone submit it. A spider may symbolize a small issue that could become larger if attention isn't paid to it. However, there's a however, though, with the spider.
Okay.
Spiders can also denote patience or the success sustainable through skill and hard work.
Hey. Okay.
If any creature in a dream takes monstrous form, did it take monstrous form?
No. I mean, coming back to life is kind of, but it wasn't huge.
Okay.
But it did come back to life, which is kind of.
That's kind of monstrous.
Don't forget also, I had a spider bite the other day, so.
Oh, right. This could be that venom, like Pokemon.
Oh, maybe now I have powers. Oh, I should check.
Yeah, check. Can you do anything? No.
No.
Yeah, but
oh no, never mind. That was
that's a bad origin.
That was the Tobey Maguire. Yeah, he couldn't organically shoot webs.
Right. You need to like see if your hand sticks to a wall or something like that.
Yeah.
Or if you can tell someone's behind you or whatever.
Well, it's not my spidey sense that's tingling right now, Scott.
Yeah, no kidding. This also says, it says if it's monstrous, we'll say that them coming back to life is monstrous. It says this is probably about coming to terms with your shadow side. Or aspects of yourself you find hard to accept. All right, here you go.
My shadow side. I've already got the evil goatee. What does my shadow side look like?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Just bigger goatee, like longer with like a handlebar mustache, or I don't know how that works. Yeah, if you already have a goatee in this timeline and you...
What do you do? What do you have in the evil timeline?
Yeah, you pack heat. You got a gun. I know that. That's always a deal. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you wear like a... You got like a stripe thing you wear if you're Spock in particular.
Sure.
That's Brian peeing, by the way. It's not him pouring coffee. It's pee.
Oh, yeah. No, it's me peeing. I'm peeing webs. Whoa, I'm peeing webs.
Oh, what? Oh, do you do? You got the power.
That's my power.
Icor says you have a scar sometimes.
Sure. Okay, so that would be it. I'd keep the goatee. Or I guess is this a Van Dyke? What is this where the mustache doesn't connect to the beard? There's a different name for it, and it's not a goatee.
I don't know. Is that a Van Dyke? It's not named after Dick Van Dyke. What is that named after? Van Dyke. Mustache.
Yeah, definitely not named after Dick Van Dyke. Or way older, if I remember, than...
that is the Van Dyke. Although the Van Dyke comes to a point normally on the mustache, and you don't do that.
Okay. Uh-huh.
But some of them don't. Like the Jeremy Renner one. Jeremy Renner has a Van Dyke. He looks like you.
A couple people are saying the painter.
The painter?
Oh, comes from the name Van Dyke comes from the painter. Gotcha.
Oh, the painter Van Dyke.
The painter Van Dyke.
Of the Van Dykes, yeah. Got it.
Some culture, damn you.
Well, Fine. Anyway. All right, so there's that. Also... I'd like to take a moment and remind folks about our mug redesign that we're working on. And you say, wait, Scott, what are you talking about? Well, I talked about it the other day, and some of you may have missed it. We are redesigning our traditional TMS mug. Right now, the current mug says TMS, The Morning Stream, 2000 episodes plus, established 2011. And on the back, it says, I can definitely see why you like it. We are going to do a new one. and we want you to help us decide what phrase is going to go on that back thing. So you just go to this website, frogpants.com/mug, enter your nickname or name. It doesn't even have to be real if you don't want it to, although it'd be better if you did, because then we'll give you a free mug if you get chosen. But then tell us what you think the mug should say down there in the little
spot. I want a free mug.
I want a free mug. One that won't make me sick.
Got my slogan.
Won't fall out of the thing and break. And then you'll be all out of them and can't send me another one.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah. See, there goes. So yeah, we want you to help us, and if you pick yours, you'll get a mug for free, and everyone else will buy a mug that you helped to design. So anyway, frogpants.com/mug, M-U-G.
My name is Mug.
My name is Mug. Hey, Genie says they do tend to arrive broken. That's okay. We'll send you a new one if they do.
Yeah, exactly.
We're good about that. Nobody should get a broken mug. And if you ever did, you should tell us so that we can get you another one.
That's right.
But help us make that mug. Frogpants.com/MUG.
Now, I know that people can submit. Is there going to be a voting, or is it you, me, and Dave at some point deciding?
Me, you, and whoever else we want to have in our judgment pool can decide. I'm guessing mostly me and you, because, you know, it'll be some meme about the show or whatever. But
yeah,
No voting. We're not a Democratic Republic here. We're dicks. We run the show. We're in charge. Right. So
yeah, this is a democracy. What's the matter with you people?
Let me tell you want to hear a couple that are in here already? Just for funsies?
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
So far, and many, let's see, how many have we gotten so far? Oh, 100 so far. All right. Well. We've got I Like Coffee, which isn't bad. You know, it's all right.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah.
It's Ice Worm sent that in, not Arswarm.
Arswarm. That's a whole different person.
Undock Your Switch. I wonder who sent that in. Jeez.
I wonder.
Yeah. Kind of there's a C and a G in their name. Let's see. Here's your Red On Air mug. That's pretty good.
Oh, that's cool. It's going to be the same black mug, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're just changing the slogan.
Okay.
We're done with that.
I don't know, because if maybe we get, because we can change the color of the inside. Maybe we get a red inside mug and have it be the on-air mug.
Oh, that's not bad.
Red on-air mug.
I think that one will let us do color change inside. There's one that won't let us, but I don't remember which design it is. I'll have to ask Dave. Okay. But I think this one might. If it does, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Like a nice red interior. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Man. Yeah.
How soft is your Johnson? We're not doing that. Forget that. Oh, yeah. I love this.
Okay. Let's hear it.
So somebody, another Brian, sent in this one. It just wants the words contents, thick and liquid, crossed out. Yogurt soda, crossed out. Bird's nest drink, crossed out. And then coffee at the bottom that's not crossed out. That's great.
I like that. That's great.
That's a really creative one. All right.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's ahead, but he might be ahead. Anyway,
yeah.
Submit them now so that yours doesn't get missed. That's frogpants.com/mug, and it doesn't cost you anything to do it, and you don't even have to tell us who you really are. And you can say something rude in there if you want. I don't know. We'll just delete them.
Well, you can, but won't make it onto a mug.
No, it won't be on the mug. But
are you prepared for my hot coffee?
So waste your time and a couple of Google's fields time. And
that's right.
It's fine. And your internet, it's fine. We don't care. All right. Let's get to some news. We haven't done this in a while. News keeps getting bumped. Been busy, but here it is now. Today's news brought to you by...
Brought to you by Scott Light about the Boop Show yesterday. It's today, 3:30 p.m. Mountain Time, the only time zone that matters.
Right here at frogpants.tv, there was I totally forgot I had a meeting that conflicted and it got all left up. And we couldn't do it later, so... We moved it to today. So me and Brian Dunaway today, 3:30. We'll see you then. Sorry about that. Unforeseen issues.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
Here's a story. Speaking of Brian Dunaway, South Carolina man. South Carolina. Carolinian? Carolinian?
South Carolinian?
South Carolina man. I don't know how we say it.
I think South Carolinian. I think that would be the...
Is that the preferred
deal?
Are
you North Carolinian or South Carolinian? Oh, that does sound weird the more you say it.
Is Bobby in here today? He's one of them. He could tell us.
He was in here earlier, yeah.
Yeah, Bobby, if you're in there, you can clear this up for us because we don't know what we're talking about. Oh, he says it is South Carolinian.
South Carolinian.
But not Carolinian, right? Not Carolinian. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Carolinan.
But you could say South Carolina man, right?
You do often.
Yeah.
You say, oh, he's a South Carolina man.
Yeah. We'll do that in this case.
Would you draw a line from North Carolina to South Carolina? Is it carolinear?
Oh. when they're right next to each other, is it carolel? These don't work as well. They don't work as good.
Okay. All right. Let's get to this news story.
I like where we took it. All right. Let's do this. So the South Carolina man is charged with stealing a horse and then hiding it in his bedroom, which, you know, I guess it depends on the size of the bedroom, but in this case.
And the size of the horse.
Yeah, yeah, good point. This one is pretty big, though. A man in Oconee County. You guys with your freaking southern names. Is facing charges after authorities say he stole a full-grown horse and then allegedly tried to hide it in a bedroom. According to the incident report, deputies responded to this place in South Carolina to reports that the suspect had been seen riding down the road on a horse and eventually taking it inside the home. I would assume just like front door, too. That'd be weird.
I would assume so, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
People are weird.
I feel like at some point you're having to back that horse up, like, you know, to get it out or to get it around a corner.
Yeah, it's a monster. I don't care what breed. It's big, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Initially, deputies were unable to make contact with the suspect, hearing him speaking, but not able to make out exactly what he was saying.
He was saying, but Wilbur. Everybody who gets that joke is dead.
Yeah, you're all dead.
Dead.
Dispatch was able to contact the suspect's father, who was not far away, told the deputies that the home was his and that his son was supposed to be in there. Upon entering the home, deputies stated in the report they found signs of the horse being nearby. They didn't say what the signs were, but I'm sure it pooped.
Big everywhere. Shit on the floor, probably.
Yeah. There's a big poop in
here. Road apples.
Yeah, road apples. Mule muffins. I've been watching a lot of MASH at night. We go to sleep to it right now. Just the way it
is. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's good.
It sucks, though, when it's a serious one when you go to sleep, because then you're just like...
Yeah, because then you have weird dreams about your friends kidnapping all the children.
I'm kidding. Freaking Steven. I got to call him, make sure everything's all right.
Check on him. Yeah.
He said they immediately observed that there was there was horse feces in the living room, according to the
deputy. Oh, well, there you go.
So yeah. There was the very next line. Deputy then demanded that the alleged horse thief exit the bedroom. Initially, authorities thought he complied, but then he retreated, and then deputy tried to take him into custody. It was at this time he observed the full quarter horse. I don't know how big a quarter horse is.
It's like about one-fourth the size of a regular horse.
Is that what that means? It can't mean that.
No, it's not.
I want it to mean that. What does it mean?
It's fat. It's fast, right? Like it runs like a quarter fathom furlong or something. I can't remember. It's like a racehorse is a quarter horse.
It's a racing horse. Okay. Yes. Chat seems to agree with you.
Oh, here we go. Its name is derived from its ability to outrun other horse breeds in races of a quarter mile or less. So it's a sprinter.
Oh.
It's a glass cannon.
Oh, okay. Okay. Great. No, not a good tank, but we'll deal the damage is what you're telling me.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Well, all right then. High DPS. We like that. Let's move on to this line. Where was I? Oh, is it this time that they viewed the horse? The suspect was ultimately taken into custody without any further incidents noted in the report. Deputy stated he read the man his Miranda rights. The only thing that made sense concerning the incident was the horse's name was Jubilee. Jubilee the horse.
That's the only thing that made sense concerning the incident?
Isn't that weird? It's a little weird.
I don't get that at all. It's like, the horse's name is Jubilee. Oh, okay. Well, now that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have a good X-Men
connection. Was it wearing some shitty glasses and a yellow... raincoat?
Yeah. Is she Wolverine's best friend? Like, what's going on here? That is a weird line.
Yeah, and it's a quote.
They don't even go
the deputy deputy stated that he read the man his Miranda rights, but the quote, the only thing that made sense concerning the incident was that the horse's name was Jubilee. Wouldn't it be better if the horse's name was Miranda? That would make sense.
Then it would make sense. or at least be.
It would be ironic.
That's a really weird thing. All right. The complainant later told the deputies that the suspect was her nephew and that they had previous issues with him stealing from them. So when they saw him riding down the road, they knew that they'd stole the horse. So there you go. There's that guy. He's a real winner.
Luke Skywalker says, "Don't let Jubilee touch you. I think you're thinking of a different X-Man."
Yeah. Jubilee isn't the problem. It's you're talking about a different one. Let's not tell him who, though. Let's see if you can figure
Let's
it out.
Let's not tell him who. Yes.
Yeah. Let's just say she has...
She's Southern.
She has a streak of white in her hair.
She does. Yeah.
She was played
when she,
by...
When she was first... when she made her debut, she had two streaks of white in her hair on the sides.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
As opposed to one in the middle.
And she was in the movie. She was played by Suke. Suke. So yeah, she's a rogue agent. Says mashed potato.
Well done.
Nicely done. All right, don't worry, Luke. You'll figure it out. And also to just for the record, Jubilee is a terrible X-Men character.
Yes.
Terrible. Okay.
Terrible.
She makes fireworks. That's her deal. Not even that. It's not even cool fireworks. It's not even that explosive. It's just she makes bling. Just bling.
She causes. She's like a distraction for the enemies. Like, oh, hey, look over there, Magneto sparkles. What?
Yeah. I don't like it. No, sir, I don't.
Yeah.
All right. Next story. A man's handwriting was so bad that an Eastbourne bank staff. This is in the UK. Didn't know he was trying to rob them because it was so bad. Had no idea. Police say Ian Slattery. Slattery.
Slattery. Ian Slattery.
It sounds Irish, doesn't it? That name?
British, Irish, sure. Yeah.
Ian, I don't know. 67, retired of Stonehouse Drive in St. Leonard's. Man, the UK with their weird names. Was given a 6-year extended sentence when he appeared at Lewes Crown Court on Friday on July 16th. This is about a month ago. Slattery entered the three banks in Eastbourne and Hastings in the space of 2 weeks and used a written note to ask the cashiers to hand over all the money. According to the police, the first attempt was at the Nationwide building. I don't have to read the address. Back in March, but due to poor handwriting, the employees were unable to read the note and Slattery left empty-handed. It feels like you just say something at that point, right?
It's like, right, yeah. It was like, this is a restaurant? What? I don't understand what you're asking.
Just go, I'm here to rob your bank. I'm here to take your money. Don't make fun of my poor education. I couldn't learn to write until I was 50.
This is Steak'ems? We don't sell Steak'ems here, sir. I'm sorry. You're going to have to go to the grocery store.
We don't sell Steak'ems.
This is a steak'em. Why does your note say this is a steak'em?
I haven't eaten anything with the word steak'em in it in about 20 years. They still exist. You can get steak'ems or whatever.
No idea. And what were they made out of? Were those pressed? Pressed turkey or something?
Yeah, I don't think they were any kind of good meat.
Oh, they have. Is that really? There he is. Captain Kipper found the note. I want to see this thing.
Oh, no way.
Your screen won't stop what...
Grow pot.
I've got. Your screen won't stop what I got.
Oh, wow. It's like an old rap.
Just hand over the tens and twenties. Think, don't the customers. Think about the customers, apostrophe S. Oh, not only is your handwriting bad,
yeah,
but your use of apostrophes is unnecessary and incorrect.
Yep. But I got to say, I'm just going to say, I feel like you just... did a better job of translating it and would know what he meant better than those tellers did.
But the problem would be that I'd have to be saying it out loud. Your screen won't stop.
Yeah, you would have to phonetically get it out first, right? Yeah, and then tell everybody. And he'd be going, shh.
You have COVID?
Oh, no. Keep it quiet. I'm trying to take your money. Don't say it out loud. I'm old as shit and I need my money.
At least he didn't put... I like how he made little S's. Superscript S's for the tens and twenties, like it's 10 to the power of S and 20 to the power of S.
Yeah.
Think like, about the customers.
Yeah, think about the customers. Who will think of the customers? That guy thought. All right. Steak'ems, just for the record, are absolutely still in full blown.
Really? You can still get Steak'ems.
Oh, yeah. They got, let's see here. There's a commercial. Wow, there's a commercial of this guy with a giant box of Steak'ems on his head. That must be a ad campaign where they have a Steak'ems box on their head because there's a lot of that going on. And let's see, what did he make?
Oh, J.C. Calhoun says that the Steakums Twitter account is very popular.
Is it? They got Steakums sandwich steaks, chicken breast sandwich steaks, and Angus beef sandwich steaks. And now I kind of want some. You know, I mean, it doesn't look like that's real meat or anything, but I'd eat it.
Beef sheets.
Beef sheets. Beef sheets.
Beef sheets.
Someone make a title quick.
Oh, that's totally a title.
That's a good one. Beef sheets. Why does that sound so great coming out of your mouth? Beef sheets.
Wow. God, yeah, they like very prolific on the tweeting for Steakums.
Yeah.
I guess that is what you want to use if you're just in the mood for a Philly cheese sandwich at home, right? You just get the Steakums, heat them up.
Yeah, because they're just, you know, a good strip
cheese whiz.
Beef-like thing or whatever. Let's see. We don't want no beef. Just want some beef. We should be scared.
We just want the beef sheets.
I'm trying to find one of their good tweets here. Literally, that tweet says, "I love me some frozen beef sheets." And then they retweeted
there's a bunch of tweets where they say beef sheets.
I'll listen to this. Steakums, quote, you advertise obvious cultural commentary to avoid telling people about your nasty food, unquote. And then they said, sir, we literally refer to our main products as frozen beef sheets. I love it.
PSA, we also make frozen chicken sheets.
Yeah.
Actually tweeted by the Steakum account on my birthday.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, they're great.
Achievement unlocked. Jim Gaffigan and two others followed you.
Wow.
So they've been doing this just so they could get Jim Gaffigan to.
Well, he's a guy that seems like he would eat a lot of beef sheets to me.
For sure. Yeah.
And then have a whole bit in his stand up about it.
Beef sheets.
I want the commercials.
Doesn't quite roll off the tongue like Hot Pockets.
No. Hot Pockets. And then beef sheets. Yeah, you need more syllables to make it work.
Right.
Let's move on to this deal here. Amazon. Oh, this is crazy. All right. Amazon, all right. They have a plan, literally a policy in place that avoids lawsuits. Here's how it works. If Brian, you order, I don't know, a blow dryer. That's a bad one.
Thanks, Scott. Sorry. Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
Reminding me that I'm bald. Thank you.
I know. I got a better one. You bought a power strip with a bunch of, you know,
USB ports
and stuff. Yeah. Or whatever.
Which is true. I actually just bought one of those today that has a UK plug on it. So that's true. I did buy one of those.
You literally did this. Now, if you get it and you open it and you plug it in and it goes and like shocks you. Or catches your hair on... Sorry, your...
Wow, damn it!
Your shirt on fire or something like that. Their plan is, the way that they avoid you suing them is they just immediately offer you $1,000.
That's great.
Yeah.
But it's like Rain Man... It's like the Rain Man's their lawyer. This product caused some bodily injury to this person. How much is that? About $1,000. This one broke this guy's phone. How much is that? About $1,000.
How about this one? Sorry, I got to watch Wapner. It's Wapner time.
This one ruined their welcome mat. About $1,000.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, because we just mentioned Wapner, we have to... Wait, I have to play that. That's a rule,
meet
right?
The defendant, Billy Jones, bought this Anchor USB-C phone charging dock from Amazon.com.
Yep, he's about to be.
He says that when he turned it on, it fried his hair. He's suing Amazon for $1,000.
I guess that would be the plaintiff.
The defendant. Meet the defendant, Jeff Bezos.
He laughs
and he just went to space.
That's the order? They do... The plaintiff, then
the plaintiff first, then the defendant, because otherwise, meet the defendant. He says he didn't do any of the things that the plaintiff says that he did.
Right.
Now meet the plaintiff.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why was I thinking?
He says he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Next, meet the plaintiff.
To learn more about what he didn't do, now here, meet the plaintiff. That sucks. Tally, man. Any chance she gets to.
And EA. Yeah. Yeah, don't forget EA in that.
Why don't you just include EA in all those things? That's a good idea. All right. So anyway, they do this. They announced this new policy in which they will pay the customers up to $1,000 when a third party product causes property or personal injury damage. Payments of any amount less than $1,000 will be made at no cost to sellers. And that's just, you know, if they hold current insurance, they'll just cover it. But Amazon said it will also pay customers more than that when a seller refuses a valid claim. So basically, this is a little bit of them covering their own butts, but also, you know, if they've got some third party they can't control, it's probably a good policy to have. I mean, I don't know. It does sound like they're kind of paying people off, but, you know, what else are you going to do?
Like, right. No, I think it's it's great, and it kind of is a, like, I don't know. I think it's customer service to say, ooh, problem here. Let's take care of that right now, as opposed to, all right, let's drag this through the court system and you know, waste your time and our time and money and all that stuff. So
yeah, that's true. Have you ever bought anything from Amazon that, like, hurt you or otherwise damaged something? Went bad, you know?
Well, my penis stretcher kind of caused some...
Oh, that's right. We talked about that back in April.
No, I don't think I've gotten anything at Amazon that... I've gotten some defective things at Amazon, and they just immediately send you out a replacement, which is great. And I think in 9 times out of 10, and it's only been like 3 or 4 times, they've told me to just keep whatever, as opposed to sending it back.
Yeah.
You just keep it, you know, or we accidentally sent you 2 of the same item. Just keep them.
Yeah. It's more money for them to do it the other way.
Right, right. Like, but I love the fact that they now work with Kohl's, and when you get something from Amazon that you don't, if you want to return it, you don't even have to, like, put it in an envelope. You just take it to Kohl's, boxed or unboxed, and you know, it's done. It's taken care of for you.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah, I like that too. I like getting quick returns and something. Even if I don't like a thing, like I thought I was going to like it and it sucks, they'll do the refunds like that day. So
yeah, they're great.
It works pretty good that way. Now, we know they have very problematic business practices and they don't treat their employees great. We're not having a conversation about that, you guys. Okay.
This
we're not.
True. Including our very own Monica.
Yeah. She's being very mistreated. Just kidding. We don't know that. I don't know.
She
is. Is she?
I think she is. She is. Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
She is being mistreated? Really? We should.
Well, she's forced to pee where she stands because she can't leave her spot. I'm kidding. I don't know if that's the case.
I do it voluntarily. I'm peeing right now.
Well, I do it. Yeah. I mean, we do these long shows and I have a bladder the size of a fidget cube. So what am I supposed to do?
What a weird thing to say it's the size of. I love it.
I just happen to have one right here. That's why.
That's great, though. What a weird non sequitur kind of thing to point to. It's like saying, "Oh, I got the size. It's the size of a quarter," and everyone goes, "Oh, yeah, right, quarter." Exactly. You know, whatever. Yeah, you're quarter, like a fidget cube. That's great. All right. Oh, made me laugh. Where are we? Final story. This is cool. This sounds like something my dad would have done. He loved this kind of stuff. A mechanic customized his car to shoot flames from the headlights.
Headlights. All right, great.
Yeah, this is a devil car. It's a Russian hot rod, of course. Enthusiast, this dude showed off his latest custom vehicle, a car that shoots jets of fire from its right from its headlights. Von Mikaelian. Alien.
Von Mikaelian. Sure. Yeah, I think you had it.
Pretty close. A mechanic whose previous creations include a car that walks on 8 legs instead of wheels. Although their typo in here says instead O wheels, like bucket O chicken, kind of. It's pretty great.
Instead O wheels.
He used a Vaz 2106 Ziguli, commonly called a Lada 1600, is some car I'm not familiar with, to create his latest custom car, which he dubbed the Dragon. Oh my gosh, Van can't stop talking about dragons, by the way. That's all he wants to talk about.
Oh, really? Is that his new thing?
Love
him. Does he move from dinosaurs to dragons?
A little bit of both. Like, he'll play with both, but he'll come up to me and go, pops, pops, pops. And I go, what? He'll go, dragons? Like a question almost. Dragons? Dragons? And he'll hold up a dragon, one of his toy dragons, dragons. And he just loves them. Just can't wait to talk about frickin' dragons.
Oh, that's awesome.
2-year-old obsessed with dragons.
He likes to imagine them.
Yes, he does. He imagines dragons. Let's see. He dubbed it the dragon. Mickey Aylin shared a video on Reddit showing the headlight flamethrower launching jets of fire, distance about 20 feet. Good Lord. Mm. Says he's planning an event for later in the month, which will feature another set of fire, or sorry, another car being set on fire by the dragon. Let's see if we can see this video.
Yeah.
If it was on Reddit, we should have access.
My God. I mean, is this guy, is he going to Burning Man or?
Burning Car. He's in the new Burning Car. Let's see. Oh, here it is on Reddit. Okay, so I got to click that link. Okay, yeah, we're doing it. We're getting
Captain
there.
Kipper just put a video in the chat as well.
Oh, yeah. He found it quicker than I did. Oh, there it is. Okay, so let's just hit play.
Whoa. Oh, that's not even like, you can shoot across the intersection with that thing.
That's badass. And that
is badass, but just oh, well, it leaves little the liquid that must come out of there leaves little Back to the Future flame trails on the ground.
Yeah, like you just did 88 point whatever exactly. Miles. What is it? 88
point, gigawatts.
Giga, whatever.
88 miles per hour.
88 point something.
1.21 gigawatts, Marty. That's not how we're going to pronounce this in the future, but whatever.
No, there's a... Hold on. Now my brain hurts. It's
88 miles per hour.
88 point something.
No, just 88 miles per hour. When this baby hits 88 miles per hour, Marty, you're going to see some serious shit.
In my head, there's a point. Like a point something.
You're thinking of the 1.21 gigawatts is what you're thinking
of. Oh, you know what? I have done that. I have conflated the two.
Yes.
Well done, Scott. Your brain is shit. All right. Well,
and that's like the third time I've dropped the S bomb in this show. I don't know what's wrong with me.
Well,
too much coffee this morning.
We're working blue. It's okay. Got to do what you got to do.
That's right.
You're saving me from doing it, so it's fine.
Oh, good. Okay.
Excellent. Do your cars have decimal points in its speedometer, Scott? Well, yeah. Of course you do. So you do like 55.2 miles an hour. That's normal, right?
So you have a car that shows you a digital readout for the miles per hour.
Yeah, but you could also do it with the incremental pointing at the stuff
the needle
between. Yeah, I mean
you don't have decimal points on your
well it wouldn't be decimal points needle. But if you know you were halfway between let's say 50 and 60 you could say well I'm doing 55 right.
Yeah, and that's not a decimal point.
Oh, that's true. So what if I was like right between
oh this is fun
how do these work? Hold on. I have to look at it. Oh, Dom.
Between 50 and 51?
Hold on.
All right, this
is great. Odometer. I have a picture of one. I just need to...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, they do it like... They have it like inches where... But it's all estimate, right? So if like I was between... Yeah. Let's say I was doing between 35 and 40, and I was just somewhere in there, I'd have to make something up, right? No, I wouldn't, because those are just numbers that lead to 40.
36, 37, 38, and 39.
But wouldn't you in theory... Hold on, let me think of this. Wouldn't you, though, in theory, isn't it... It is possible if you had a way of measuring it.
Yeah.
You would be going point something, right? It's just
well, you're always going point something. I mean,
well, what
could
I mean
even
is
be point zero. But
I'm saying your readout's not going to tell you if it's one of these dials, but in... But you are going, let's say, 20 point something because you're never going to be exactly at 20 miles an hour or 40 or 60, right?
Right.
So so it's true that it's happening. You just can't read it. You don't know, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Yeah, that's fair enough. Yeah. For some reason, I thought you could, and maybe I thought it was because I had this confused in that movie, but I thought you could do a point something. I don't know why.
You I think on some digital readout speedometers... I don't even know if those show, because I'm thinking about like ours. We have one that has the needle gauge and the digital. No, I think that one just still says miles per hour and it rounds up. What's funny, though, is that I wonder if I have a picture of it.
Oh, you know I'm thinking of the damn radar gun the cops use, or the thing they use to see how fast your baseball goes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those do that, don't they?
Those probably do go down to the decimal, sure.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. So there's ways of, you know, you measure speed. You could have your decimal points. I'm not that crazy chat room. I'm not that dumb. Come on now. All right. Anyway, sorry.
There's a a parking lot near us, well, south side of town, that has speed limit signs in the parking lot, and they say something like 15.5 miles per hour. Like, they've actually got a... yeah, here we go. Speed limit, 8.2 miles per hour.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Great. Here we go. Right there.
Okay, I'm clicking it. Oh, yeah, look at that. Okay, well, explain that to me then, brilliant chat room that thinks they know everything. Look at that.
Well, I think that's probably a translation from kilometers to miles per hour or something.
Well, it probably is, but look at them doing the decimals.
Yeah. But I mean, again, who's going to say, oh, I think I might be going 8.4 miles per hour.
Yeah, in the actual practicality of things, none of this matters, right?
Yeah.
No cop's going to go, I'm sorry, I clocked you at 0.2 over the limit.
Right, exactly.
All right.
Yeah, I took a picture of a, I was in a parking garage in Baltimore for a trivia thing years ago, and they had one like that in there as well. And actual picture that I've taken of a speed limit sign that has a decimal, it might even have half, 15 and a half miles per hour or something like that.
Yeah. That's a fun one. That's the 15 and a half would put you at, if you did that twice, it'd be 30.5 miles, right? No, wait. I'm sorry. That'd be 31 miles per hour if you doubled it.
If you doubled it, yes.
Yeah. If you doubled
point
it.
0. 31.0, Scott.
31.0 miles. 0.000 miles. Get all the zeros in there. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Justin Robert-Young will be here. We're going to... I have a question for him. We'll see if he's up to answering it. We'll find out in the moment so that I ask him.
Oh, I love it. Good.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. And that'll be here in a minute, so stick around. Before all that, though, Brian will play a song now. What do you have?
Scott, do you like funk?
I like funk, uptown funk, downtown funk.
Do you like soul?
I like soul, a little bit of soul,
sure. Do you like blues?
Sometimes, depends on my mood.
Let's give you all of that.
All right.
With a guitarist, a guitar virtuoso named Taylor Scott. This is his band, the Taylor Scott Band, from Denver. He's a local boy. And he's going to be touring all over the place in August. As a matter of fact, right now, on the 17th, he is somewhere between... Ten Sleep, Wyoming, and Arvada, Colorado.
Whoa.
He's going to be playing here. October 6th, he's going to be at the Soundwell in Salt Lake City. So there you go. This is his brand new single, and it's great. It is some amazing guitar work on here. Here is the Taylor Scott Band, their brand new single, Bleeding Out.
Anything you need. But you left me bleeding out, laying in the road, bleeding out, stranded in the cold. So much for best friends, who's a fool in the end? Show to leave nothing behind that you might need. While I bleed.
get the scoop, I give it to you straight. I'll give you the news that you need to know on Western New York's number one news show.
Relax, or I'll fill you full of hot laser.
This car smells weird.
I guess that's all he had to say. He's just,
this car, I guess, smells so. Weird. That's all.
Yeah. I don't know why that version played, but that's fine. Hey, we're back.
That song again is Bleeding Out by the Taylor Scott Band. Brand new single. And go see the Taylor Scott Band. They are touring the whole West.
Wow.
So go check them out.
The Intermountain West, you say?
That's right. Yes. And the Outer Mountains. He's going to be both performing in the mountains and outside of the mountains.
That's fantastic. Looks like rain today. Very happy about that. Speaking of the Intermountain West, that means finally maybe some of this smoke will go away. And we can go back to breathing real air. That'd be good. The fresh Prince of Bel Air. All right. Let's get Justin in here. We're going to have some fun. Talk to our old pal. Let's see what happens here.
These are their stories.
Oh, I'm terrible with names.
Justin Robert Young joins us from his studios in beautiful downtown. I don't know if it's downtown. He's in Austin, Texas, everybody, and he's wearing a blue hat. I like that hat. What's this hat about? I like this. Oh, it's got pins.
A lot of pins on it.
Yeah, this is what I like to call the crazy coot hat.
Ah.
Because it looks like a crazy coot would wear it, but John Teasdale and I, my co-creator on Contender, made it out of all the buttons that we made for Contender, and so when we went to go promo it in the caucus and primary states, people would come up to us wondering who we were supporting, only for us to begin selling them a card game.
Oh, nicely done. Well,
wow,
done.
You guys.
It's a good opener.
Trickster, yeah, tricksters.
Exactly. And by the time that they realized, they were already getting pitched.
Their wallet was already out, and they were giving you their credit card info.
They'd been had.
Yeah. I assume I shouldn't assume this, but probably 2024, you guys will have some massive follow-up to the hugely successful game and do it again, right? Something like that, maybe?
Don't
count on it? All right. There you go, everybody.
Never know. Anything can happen, but also it almost certainly won't.
Yeah, well, there you have it. An answer we were all not sure we asked, but we got an answer for anyway. All right, so check this out. I have a question for you. We didn't talk about this previous on text or anything. Usually we have a quick back and forth about possible discussion topics today.
Sure.
But instead
you just propositioned me.
Yeah, I kind of did. I sent him a picture of me and him hugging at Nerdtacular 2015.
Yeah.
Which I was going through some old photos, found that one, and went, you know what? I'm going to use this as my cold open to my text to Justin today.
It's a good one. It was a good one.
It was good. It was like freaking 40 pounds ago for me. But anyway. And about 3 pounds of beard for you. You had a lot of beard going on in that shot.
Oh, back then, sure.
It was a lot. So here's my question. This Afghanistan thing.
Yes.
The withdrawal from Afghanistan and the subsequent fallout. And even taken in context for, the many, many years of this 20-year war where people have said we need to get out of this thing, including the last administration. They were super huge on, we got to get out of there. It's stupid. Yep. Why are we there? And nobody actually did it, so now we're actually doing it. And
Depends. Yeah, you know, Biden was very, very clear to point out how much was already done by the time he got it.
Oh, okay. So that's actually good to know, because I don't know how much of that happens prior. Like none of this happens overnight, because it's more complicated than us dummies at home think. So I already assume that there's things more complicated than I understand here. However, there's no doubt that this has political major political ramifications in probably a million different ways. And I thought it'd be interesting to ask you what you thought those were immediately for the current administration, because what seems obvious to me is no matter who's in charge, the opposing party is going to make it seem like all of the fallout is the problem of the current administration. All while George Bush Jr. gets to just kind of chill and go, well, hey, whatever, man. I didn't start it. Oh, I actually did. Whoops. Anyway, no one's talking about Bush here. But anyway, everybody, rallying around Biden, want to blame the Trump administration for the withdrawal. Everybody in that camp want to blame him. Business as usual with politics. But does this actually move the needle one way or the other? Does it affect things like elections? Like, where do you think all this is?
So, in general, the fundamentals of politics are that foreign policy doesn't matter unless we're actively shipping Americans off to war. And even then, it's more muted compared to things like the economy. So, foreign policy, if all you did was bet against the position that whatever the foreign policy thing is really affects the, you know, anything at the ballot box, you would be a rich man. Mm. So the conventional wisdom would say that no matter what is happening, it's either not something that people care all that much about or will fade away by the time that it is actually time to vote. And considering how fast our world moves, that would probably be a safe bet.
Yeah.
That being said, the question here is not necessarily just did Biden bungle the withdrawal? For which the answer, I think, is an unequivocal yes. I don't think anybody would look at how this is unfolded and say, even if you are 100% behind withdrawal, and you saw that in his speech last night, Biden wanted to couch everything around the idea of we needed to get out. And that had basically become a bipartisan issue. That was not something that was particularly fought over, and specifically, it was a main point of agreement between Trump and Biden. They did both, as people, agree that they needed to get everybody out of Afghanistan. The question, I mean, by the American presence out of Afghanistan, the question was how it went down and who showed up and how they would be extricated from the country. And then also whether or not we were doing right by our allies in the Afghan government. A lot of that is outside my expertise. I am barely somebody that understands domestic politics. I certainly do not understand, nor will I pretend and insult the audience that is listening to me right now to say that I understand the machinations of either the military or the Afghan military. But it looks like a total cluster F. It feels like a total cluster F. Quotes out of even foreign embassies or foreign policy shops across Europe say that this is a massive, massive, massive failure. So the larger issue for Joe Biden is this reveals an element that he has built his reputation against. He has been the wise foreign policy guy for decades. He has been the foil to the incompetent and impetuous Trump by his own narrative for the last year and a half. And now he does something that Trump didn't do, which is a hasty exit from Afghanistan that feels rushed and bad. And that is something that, for whatever you can say about Donald Trump or Joe Biden, one guy did it, the other guy didn't.
Yeah.
And that's a problem. Specifically, more in the fact that it's not just this problem that Joe Biden has to deal with right now. He won the election in November based on COVID. And right now, COVID is back, right? It is back in the forefronts of people's minds. Inflation is an issue. Might recede, might be a bigger issue going forward. We will find out in the coming months. And even his biggest signature win, the bipartisan infrastructure bill that passed the Senate, is now being held up based on an inter-Democratic Party conflict in the House. So that all being in stasis, that all being something that is now on the wrong side of the coin for the Biden administration is a concern in totality. The fact that Afghanistan was as loud and as ugly as it was is really just a very rancid cherry on top.
Yeah. So, all right. What do you think happens in the near term in terms of like from all accounts, basically we just turned back time to 20 years ago, and maybe it's worse because now they're like, well, yeah, America was here and they couldn't do shit. Now they're out and now we're back and look how patient we were. And we made this work. So I hope you enjoyed spending your trillions of dollars because now we're the Taliban again or whatever. So now that that's back in place,
sucker.
Yeah. So what do you think anyone does now, and what would it be
in Afghanistan?
Yeah. And then keeping it in the realm of like, what does this do for anyone politically? Do we do anything now, or we're just done?
Afghanistan's a forgotten issue at this point.
All right. So we're just out.
bungling the withdrawal, and that's pretty much going to be it, unless somebody else harbors a terrorist that sends more planes into more towers or something equivalent. Like that's all she wrote in terms of America caring about Afghanistan, unless you're a Middle East scholar, in my opinion, or a heroin user, because a lot of heroin globally comes from Afghanistan. And before we invaded in 2000, the Afghanistan had put in a very, very strict no heroin growing policy that was effectively reversed when we pushed them out of power. So if you're on heroin,
yeah,
I mean, inflation's coming for you just like everything else.
Wow, I hadn't really thought about those poor folks in the heroin market and how they were going to get hit.
You want some more Afghan or some more Taliban facts? I got some Taliban facts.
Yeah, sure. Give it.
The Taliban was formed in September of 1994, the same month that the pilot episode of Friends aired on NBC.
Whoa. That was the year my daughter was born. No connection. I don't
think. Oh, in September?
No, she was born in April, so it doesn't count.
That would have been a great one. Yeah. Oh, that was the month that Kurt Cobain died.
Oh, geez.
Oh, wow.
He was 27.
I looked at him because initially I wanted it to be Kurt Cobain and the Taliban, but instead it had to be Friends. I was trying to look
Friends through. And the Taliban. Yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to look.
Their life is always stuck in second gear, though. So
that's what my life is. My life is looking up fun Taliban facts on the internet.
I like it. Are they, what else? Do you know anymore? Any more hot?
I really shouldn't have built this up as a font of knowledge. I really just had one to go.
Oh, so it wasn't that you had Taliban facts. Like you had Taliban fact.
Yeah. A thing that I looked up in research for the episode that I'm going to put up tomorrow, all about all this and Biden's speech. Mullah Omar, the leader of the Taliban and one of the founders of the Taliban, I was under the assumption, because I remember while all this was happening, that he was hit by a missile. And I thought he had died. He apparently did not. Either Mullah Omar, the leader of the Taliban, or Osama bin Laden was captured or killed in the first 10 years plus of our push into Afghanistan. Mullah Omar, I believe, survived Osama bin Laden and wound up dying of tuberculosis.
Oh, geez. Really?
Yeah, we didn't even get him. Like, I mean, we got bin Laden and threw his ass in there.
Right. But like getting you're a lunger. That's what took you out. Holy schmear there. That's pretty crazy. Wow. Did you see? Yeah, so the optics
that was
are
just a Taliban fact. That's not a fun fact.
No, that's not a fun fact. Just a fact. Yeah.
Not a fun fact.
No. So speaking of not fun facts, like the optics on this are pretty rough. But as the final big Air Force plane is leaving, it just got, you know, swarmed by Afghanis trying to get out of
that
there.
That wasn't the final, but it was one of the first of the last, as it were.
Right.
You know,
right.
Among the, as now the Taliban moved into Kabul, the famous video now of people clinging to the side of the plane and the gear of the plane. That was the beginning of evacuations of Afghanis, specifically those that worked with the embassy, to go to a third country that they can then have their asylum or visa applications processed.
Right. Now, the worst part of that video is after they take off, somebody falls off after it's already up in the air. It's a rough image.
Oh,
I don't like it. But do not read the comments if you ever see that video, because that people are horrific about what they say about it, kind of all over the place. Hello, internet. But anyway, that's an unfortunate thing. It felt like, hey, guess what? We got our own little, we're getting out of Saigon moment on film now, where we're abandoning the place we thought we were going to bring freedom to, or that we were all told we were going to, and we stayed there for 20 years and then left. And now we got this great image of everybody not fitting on something and falling off the edge. And
well, the issue was never, the mission in Afghanistan was never nation building, Scott.
Yeah.
So, but if you thought that's wrong.
Yeah.
Correct that based on Joe Biden's speech last night. Uh-huh. He let us all know that the issue was never, we were never there to nation build.
Yeah.
Which is odd compared to previous comments from literally every politician from both parties.
Yeah, including the one that started the invasion there in the first place. There was a lot of nation building talk at that time.
Wait, you mean the British?
No, that George W. frickin' Bush, when he started the damn thing.
Look, it is the graveyard of empires, Afghanistan. Like, we were only the most recent. You don't even have to go back to Alexander the Great to talk about, you know, the British attempted to come in, the Russians and the Soviets tried to come in, and then we tried to come in, you know, there is apparently a saying that has been repeated ad nauseum over the last few weeks, but the Taliban's favorite saying is that the Americans or whatever the invaders are have all the watches, but we have all the time. And eventually they will just provoke and exhaust and provoke and exhaust and provoke and exhaust, and nobody's really going to want to stay in Afghanistan except for them. And,
yeah.
You know, they were right.
The old video of the Russian tanks pulling out of there, like the last Russian tank. Reminded me of this, and then the Saigon thing reminded me of this. Everything reminds me of this.
Let's remember that both Ronald Reagan and Rambo helped to arm the Mujahideen in the 80s. So we have our own complicated history that spans back through presidents. The one thing I will say about the invasion of Afghanistan is I do think that Ralph Nader would have invaded Afghanistan after 9/11. I don't know if anybody but George W. Bush would have invaded Iraq, but after 9/11... when you spend this much on a military, someone's getting invaded. If it was a foreign adversary that blew up the Twin Towers, you know, American iconography, 3,000 people dead, somebody was going. We were getting somebody. Yeah. The problem is we didn't get any of the two that we wanted, either the guy that was harboring the guy that we really wanted or the guy himself. Until, you know, a decade afterward, and at that point we had kind of shifted our mission to like this neoconservative idea that we need to reform these hotbeds of terrorism, and that's how we safeguard America going forward. And in the meanwhile, make some sweet, sweet green for all of our defense contractors.
That's true. Well, the heroin market's about to blow up, so get your money in.
Well, get your heroin. Now, stock up on heroin. If you are, I cannot say this enough. If you are a heroin user, please buy in bulk. Go down to Costco, get yourself just bricks and bricks of heroin, because this thing is about the price on the package is going up. if the Taliban comes back and slashes all the crops like they did back in the late 90s and early 2000s.
Yeah.
I hear the Kirkland heroin though isn't as good.
No, I'll tell you what, better than it ought to be. Better than it ought to be. You know, it's not that's a good true. Logo, but you know, for the
process, look, you know, and that's true of all Kirkland products. It's better than it ought to be.
Better than it ought to be.
You know, and we never really bought it at Costco before when we lived in a tiny apartment. Now that we got a house with some area to store stuff. Oh man, we're gonna be stuffing all that Kirkland heroin for a rainy day. We bring it out at Christmas time.
Yeah, you think toilet paper was valuable last year? Get into the heroin market.
Get into some heroin, friends.
Well, that's great. I love whoever.
I'm sure that won't be clipped out.
No, it'll be fine. Someone in the chat actually said Rambo with a question mark. Rambo isn't real. We just want to make sure anyone who might be confused, Rambo's not real. That's a fictional character.
No, but that's it. I forget which Rambo it is, but he fights alongside the Mujahideen, and there's a
three, I think, right? Third?
Is that three? Yeah. And there's the ending credit thing, like dedicated to all of the brave Mujahideen. That's the Taliban. Those of you who are unaware, that we were funding the Taliban. Also, the delightful picture Charlie Weaver is about the gleeful American position to give money to the Taliban because we liked them more than we liked the Soviet Union, and we were fighting a soft proxy war there. And now we've given a lot more money to the Taliban in the form of military stuff that we didn't extricate or explode.
Yeah. And also remember, someone in the chat reminded us that Rambo played soccer with the Mujahideen in that
movie. He did. Okay, got you. So he didn't arm them. He just kicked
them. He armed them with mad goal-making skills. Yeah. Which, you know, someone was going to do it. It just may as well be Rambo. All right. Well, this is all educational, which is what we were aiming for today. And we always like hanging around with you anyway. Why don't you tell people what's going on this week so they can get more jury in their life?
Sure. Politics, Politics, Politics will be available tonight around midnight. You will get all of my reaction to Joe Biden's speech, as well as some of the problems that he also faces. A deeper dive into what is happening in the House right now, where Nancy Pelosi has to balance out the House moderates with the House progressives, as they are both threatening to derail all of the Democratic priorities as it stands right now, including those of Joe Biden. It is a no good, very bad month so far for Joe Biden, and we will explore that as well as talk to Tom Merritt, who in that bipartisan infrastructure bill, there is a lot of tech stuff that I feel like folks who are listening to this show might want to get more of a download on. Yeah. So go ahead and get the subscribe to the Politics Podcast right now if you don't. Politics.
That's a fantastic idea. I highly recommend it and endorse it. I also like to play this.
The jury will now retire.
Justin, have a fantastic week. We'll see you next time. Bye. All right. Jury is now retired.
And you got it in time. I like that.
Yeah. Brian, I think of you when I do it now, because if I don't, then you have to remind me, and then I feel like that's a burden. I don't like to put burdens on people, you know?
Whatever.
I would just say this, the chat, you know, sometimes this will come up where they'll be like, oh, great. Three guys who have no idea what happens in the
are
going to have a discussion.
Three white guys talking about POC issues. Yeah,
whatever it may be. I would just remind everybody that, you know, you can talk whoever you are. We're not claiming to be experts. I have no idea how this stuff works, which is why I'm asking some of the questions I do. Jury knows more than I do, and there are people that know a lot more than he does. We're just talking. All right. We got stuff to say. And I didn't give you any policy you can now run with, did I? Because I know I wasn't pretending to. All right. Let's get to this email here at the end of the show here.
Yes.
Rob wrote in, says, "Hey Scott, I'm visiting some relatives in Asheville, North Carolina this weekend. Happened upon a food truck that I thought you might like. El Kimchi. They make Korean rice bowls and Mexican food, like tacos, burritos, quesadillas, all that stuff. All of which have Korean spiced meats and the option of adding kimchi. Crazy, tasty stuff." I believe that I would agree with him that this is a fusion made in heaven. Mexican and Korean food, it sounds just divine. And so here are some examples. I got some pictures here.
Oh, cool.
This is the actual place he sent. I guess I can look
at these photos too, because he...
Oh, why can't I blow these up? Here we go. So there's El Kimchi, Korean barbecue and Mexican goodness, Asheville, North Carolina.
Bibimbap. Oh, that sounds so good right now.
Right? Doesn't it though? Oh my
God. Yes.
Everything on this menu. I want it all. And they have a Mexican lineup. They have a Korean lineup. They got the bowls. You pick your proteins. You do all the stuff you're used to doing at a Korean place. I'm all in, dude.
Asheville Times, I believe, by the way, is the newspaper. I've been to Asheville, North Carolina.
I would eat, bulgogi tacos, Kelly. That is exactly, they're on here.
Bulgogi.
I love some bulgogi. All right, that's it for the show. Big thanks for our supporters out there who help the show continue to run each and every day. Patreon.com/TMS is how you do that. And if you're looking to contact us, themorningstream@gmail.com is how you do that. And if you're trying to just find us on the web, that's frogpants.com/TMS. And again, that mug thing we're doing, let's get your votes on that. Not your votes, but your submissions. That's at frogpants.com/mug. Okay.
Okay.
Lemonade, why is that Dropbox? That's just where I put them so Brian and I could see them. So.
Oh, you put them in the Dropbox. I thought he sent us a Dropbox.
No, it was me. But it's fine. They can all look at it. We don't have, or I didn't have a bit. It was just a quick way to get them up there
fine.
So I could look at
them. Totally fine. Sure. Good way to do it.
Let's get out of here. Do you want to, do you want to play a song? It's up to you.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I do. Okay. Yes. Okay. Somebody named Scott sent us a request. Morning, Bakat and Syrian. August 15th is my daughter Lillian's 14th birthday. I just want to dedicate a song to her that she finds most annoying. She claims that it's "Whip My Hair" by Willow Smith. Hopefully you can find a cover she can appreciate. Love the show, and I'm off to get a chicken tender bacon cheddar chicken ranch.
Oh, geez. I have that. Let's play that.
The tender crisp bacon cheddar ranch.
Hold on a second. Willow Smith, like the Will Smith's daughter?
Yes. She did a song called "Whip My Hair" back and forth. You know that song.
I didn't know they sang at all, or that she sang anything. That's news to me.
Oh, she does. That's a song to avoid, but I'm going to tell you right now. Transparent Soul, which is like her new single, is freaking fantastic, and I don't know why it's so good.
Really?
It's like Costco, it's better than it should be. So write that one down, Transparent Soul by Willow, and listen to it after the show today.
Okay, I will. I'm going to take your word on it and listen.
Yes, all right, petting a dog that just came in to say hi. All right, so With My Hair, well, let's play a really good cover of that. This is by the band Carmen. They do a lot of covers. You find a lot of their covers online. And kind of like Walk the Earth and Postmodern Jukebox and bands like that, they do covers very well as opposed to moving stuff into their style, into their realm. And they do that exactly on this one. This one goes all the way back to 2011. Here's Carmen and their cover of Whip My Hair.
Fantastic. We'll be back with more of this business tomorrow, right here on the show. So if you want to be a part of that, please do. We'll see you then.
Swag on, pay no attention to them haters because we whip them off and we ain't doing nothing wrong. So don't tell me nothing, I'm just trying to have fun. So keep the party jumping, so what's up? Yeah, and I'll be doing what to do. We turn our back and whip our hair and just shake them off, shake them off, shake them off, shake them off. Don't let haters get me off my grind. Whip my hair if I know I'll be fine. Keep fighting. Applause, I'm hearing it. Whether it's black stars, black cars, I'm feeling it. But can none of them whip it like I do? I get to them, yeah, go hard. When they see me pull up, I whip it real hard. I whip it real hard, real hard. I whip it real hard. Don't let haters get me off my grind. Whip my hair if I know I'll be fine. Keep fighting until I get there. When I'm down and I feel like giving up, I think again. I whip my hair back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. Just whip it. Back and forth. I whip my hair back and forth. Whip it real good. Your hair, whip your hair. Don't matter if it's long, short, do it, whip your hair, whip your hair. All my ladies, if you feel it, go and do it, whip your hair.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
He'll do your ass like dishes.